Hello, this is Ryan Schmidt. Thanks so much for joining us for the One Desire Church podcast. We appreciate all of you from around the world who are participating. And if you'd like to give, we receive financial gifts at our website, onedesirechurch.org. Enjoy today's podcast.
Each week we have an opportunity to just pause and to remember what Jesus invites us to remember. He said, as often as you eat and as often as you drink, do this in remembrance of me. The Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, invites us to do something. He says, put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. This morning, Jesus gives us an opportunity to remember the image of our creator that we have been given. The image of the creator that we've been given. I invite you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so this morning. When we think of the image of the creator, our minds can go right to Jesus, because Jesus came to show us who God is, what God is like, how God responds in times of joy, times of pain, and times of sorrow. So right now, Jesus, we say we remember you and remember the path that you have made for us. We say thank you that your body sustains us, just like wheat grown in a field, made into bread, sustains our physical body. We thank you for the spiritual life and health that you give to us each day. We choose to remember the image of God, the image of our Creator. We thank you that that image has been placed within each of us. And we say yes to that image afresh and anew this morning. We also thank you for the cup. Remember Jesus not just being willing to suffer, being willing to embrace the pain and to feel it and go into it and to see new creation born through it. But we also remember this morning that wine is a symbol of joy. We're reminded of all the celebrations that we have recorded in the Gospels, the weddings, those moments of embracing life, the life of a small child, the joy and dancing of someone who was once blind being able to see, someone dancing, a child that was laying sick, ill on death's door, receiving newness and freshness, and the joy that came to a family. So right now we just remember all of these gifts, Jesus, that you give us, that show us who God is really like. And we open up our hearts afresh to the images of God to be free to flow and to move, both the pain and the joy. And we say thank you for meeting with us here during communion this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray all of this. Take and eat, take and drink.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, family. You know, I just first want to say good morning. And, you could have been anywhere today. You could have been anywhere. And I started to begin to remember something when me and Alana first were doing just going to church, man. And, how it can be difficult sometimes. It can be difficult because of the things that happen in our lives, the things that try to pull our attention, the different things that, going on in our kids' lives. My daughter, our second oldest daughter, she has an interview with a college this morning. And I told her, we'll be there. And she said, well, Dad, you're not going? No, I'll be there. I've already prayed, man, and God's went before you. So we'll be there. But just know that to transfer all this time that we've grown up in, we've told you about God. We've asked you to go ahead and to depend on him, not me. And you've seen me on nights when maybe there might have not have been enough money. Or maybe it just didn't seem like I had the wisdom, the knowledge, or it just seemed like impossible task. And I said, hey, you got to find your own way now. But it's with God and he's went before you. And I thought about that. I thought about it. When I seen the kids playing. And I had all these things that I would to basically say here today. And he reminded me on something. And he reminded me about, as we encourage each other, I've been encouraging you. So anything that you pour out, I'm going to give it back to you. Any love that I've given you, it wasn't yours in the beginning. I gave it to you so that it can flow through you, not just for you, but for the world. And I thought about it. I said, man, so many times in life we, we want to keep ourselves together because there's so many things. There's so many things that we really don't know the underlying scenario to it. But one thing that we do know, our hope and glory is in Christ. But sometimes you may not feel that way on the exterior. Amen. So I want you guys to keep that in mind when we do the message today. But right now, I want you guys to look up here, man, and we're going to make our declaration in faith right here. If you would repeat after me, I am not what's been done to me, but what Christ has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Christ has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Christ, and Christ determines what I do. Amen, family, amen. I want you to hold on to that, that love that you receive is not just for you and you alone. I've been visiting with a couple of people this week, and it seems like folks are tired. And God reminded me of some things, and I was studying, and I was like, man, okay, Lord, what do you have for me to use me to be able to speak to the people about? And it seemed like it was one thing. And, I'm like, man, God is not the author of confusion. Right. So he had me study. He had me look. He had me, yearn on it and basically just get through and pour into me. But I think it all came to fruition as we were sitting there today. I started to look at the children play. And I remembered when me and Alana, we were first doing things in ministry, didn't know anything about anything, but just to hold on to Jesus, man, didn't know too much. But all we knew is what Jesus done for us in our relationship with him. That's all we knew. And I seen how free the children were. That's the freedom that God desires us to be in every situation. That once I hand it over to God, that I don't have to go ahead and pull it back because I trust him so much, just as a child trusts their mother to be able to be fed the same. That's what he desires. Amen. So today's message is about a ministry of reconciliation, something that's very, very important to every Christian. It wasn't to me, I'll be honest to you, it wasn't that important to me, or I didn't have an understanding of it when I first received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. because I think I was, maybe I was young, I didn't understand, I didn't have a lot of training. I think my parents did the best that they could. But I didn't really understand what came with receiving Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But what I did know was what occurred when he had to show up and save me again. There was some times where I was doing my things my own way. I had led my life and, you know, it wasn't probably the best. It wasn't God's best life. And I found myself in a place where I had to run into the arms of God. And thank God that there was people that he kept me and he pursued me in such a way that I knew to run to his arms. And I received Jesus Christ. Basically, he came in and he changed my life forever. So at that point, we know that as receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he came in, he reconciled a thing with me. I received what Jesus had done. God had commanded. He had gave his best. But there was something, too, that I didn't understand. I didn't understand what reconciled really meant. And so I want to kind of read this first, and then I'll kind of break it down for you. And our foundational scripture today will be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 20. I'm primarily reading out of the King James Version. I maybe go to the HCSB, another version as well, but I'll put that out as we go. Verse 16 reads, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, and who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And he have given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Amen. "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." I didn't understand that when God gave me something, he wanted me to give it back. He wanted me not only to give it back, but he wanted me to live it in such a way that those that may not understand, those that may not know, those that may not look, I can't judge them by, you know, what they're doing right now, as he said in the scriptures here. But all I had to do is my life was given just as Christ gave it, as a living sacrifice. Amen. Let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, for this message. We thank you for everybody that's in here, Lord. There's so many things, Lord, that you want to get to us, Lord, today, Lord. And I desire it, Lord, and I thank you that every person in here, Father God, whatever you desire, Lord, for them to receive today, that they receive it. That anything that would try to block out, Father God, for you receiving it, for them receiving it, Lord, that it is removed now. So we thank you for your everlasting power and grace upon us, Lord, and that you went forth before us, Lord, in this evangelistic world that we have to live and we take on. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We see people here in the HCSB version of it. In verse 16, it says, "From now on, then we do not know anyone in the purely human form, human way, that is. Even if we have known Christ in a purely human way, yet now we no longer know him in this way." We see people the way God sees them. Even though God, he pursues us, he still pursues us with gentleness and love and kindness. We forbear each other regardless of what we may endure with each other. For example, I was looking at something, me and the brothers, we got to spend a little bit of time together this past weekend. I remember Brother Chaz encouraging us. And then it was like it was a trickle effect. And then Brother Johnny had something where God gave him something to encourage him in his life. Not only a song, but the song meant something to him so much that he felt that he had to give it away. He had to give it to someone. I'm telling you, one thing that I know about my God is it sounds like and it seems like in my life that everything about Scripture doesn't say I, but we. Everything is we. There's not anything that we're going to do that's going to be something that is not relational. as we come here and we meet in the unity of the brethren, we're going to talk about the body of Christ. We're going to talk about the vine that Jesus speaks about in the Bible here, who we are, being connected today. All of these things are so, they're so right now in our lives. It's more evident, I believe, than ever. It may just be because this is a point in my life that I feel that I see the need that people have is more greater than yesterday. I see the need that when people are out there, that sometimes, you know, we'll look at where we are and we may go past someone. I pray that when we're on our way on whatever personal journey we have, that we remember our first ministry, which is in Christ, and what he's done first for us. A gentleman came to me this week and he told me, he said, Dwayne, he said, I know you try to live this thing out, man. And, you know, I know sometimes, don't it feel like you're kind of secluded? And I said, well, nah, not really. I said, at one time it did feel like I was secluded. It felt like I was away from those around me. But what I noticed about my life is that God began to do something that was unusual to me. He started to show me who I really was. He tried to show me that purpose that I have been given is connected to somebody. It's very important that we understand that God has made us operate in a way that we flow together. It really doesn't make any sense if we're doing something in ministry and we got this brother over here that he's perfectly efficient to do whatever is needed in the ministry. And he's just sitting there. We encourage that brother. We love that brother or sister. And then we bring them and build them up and forbear them until they're in a position where whatever gift that's stirring that God has given them in their personal relationship to manifest in the body of Christ. But some people will never get to that point unless we allow the love that's inside of us to actually be shown through. I was looking at you, you know, just last week. It just all these things have been just kind of flashing through my head as we were sitting back there. And it's like, man, Lord, I got something set up and I really feel it's really good. And I feel it's you and I know it's you. And he was like, remind the people, man, about when they were, you know, ready, man, to put their hand to the plow. You know, everybody was like, hey, I'll do this and I'll do this. And pastors started signing. And I mean, you can see the body of the Christ just actually moving towards a common goal. What's the most common thing we have as all Christians? The ministry of reconciliation. All of us had to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So we know it's personal, but our personal is interconnected to the common goal of going out and preaching the gospel to all ends of the earth. And we are empowered through this. It's, I mean, you think about a body, right? You think about a relationship. I may not need that now. But glory to God. So you think about a body. You think about what happens. It has arteries. It has veins. It has all these many things. They need things to do certain things. You ever notice, like, if somebody starts, for example, they have, diabetes, when certain things get cut off and certain things, and other things are affected by it. Amen? So if one part of the body's not working, it's amazing how the body is able to heal itself as well. So some people might say, well, hey, I'm looking at when the body is at a deficit, when it starts to die. All man once born are dying after that. The flesh is dying. Our spirit man, who we truly are, is going to live forever somewhere. But while our spirit man is growing and thriving, amen, through via the Holy Spirit, the flesh, the man that people see, people are looking at that first and not looking at truly what God is seeing. And what happens is when the body of Christ, as we flow, for example, if my brother Joe, he sees me somewhere, I might be at the lowest part of my life. I'm praying that the body will function, that he'll help carry me. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, a man shouldn't work out his own with God. You know, he shouldn't do that. But what I am saying is we have to hold each other up. And we have to carry these things until we're able to do it. It's kind of like, I call it like being in battle or something, man. You know, you got somebody. I'm not leaving no man left behind. Amen. So then I'm walking with the person, right? And you know what? I need to get them through the finish line. I know they'll be all right long as we get them over there. We just need to get them some more word. I used to picture it in my head like, okay, I know my brother's hurting right now. He might not see what's going to happen. All he can see is where he's at. I want him to trust that my God that I serve is faithful, that he's not only going to pour into him and build him up and have him be a bigger blessing than it ever was before, but I need to make sure that God is pouring into me. So I'm going to need my brother over here. I'm going to need Coach to be like, hey, Dwayne, you know what? That looks a little heavy. You don't have to get on the other side of Joe. And we're going to go ahead and lift him up. But then all the way, I got Chaz over here. He's praying for me, man. He's praying for the brother, man. He's praying for Brother Joe. He's believing that Brother Joe is going to be able to not only do something, then God gives him revelation of something in his life. He might have a word of wisdom for him, a word of wisdom, word of knowledge for Brother Joe. Then all the gifts of the Spirit start operating in the body. The body start operating how it's supposed to operate. Glory to God. There's something about when there's an opportunity when something is not going the way it should. There's an opportunity, family. It's an opportunity. I had thought about how the world, when they come with something, man, they come, man. I remember, man, and you know what? I have no, my life's, it's completely open because God's delivered me. I remember when the IRS was coming for me, man, that was a scary feeling in life. They were coming. But the thing I didn't understand was, you know, like, hey, man, you know, you need to pay your stuff, man. You need to do what you need to do. But the issue that I had was with it is I didn't know where to go, right? I didn't understand how to do what I needed to do. But what I did understand was, all right, man, I did this. I'm wrong. And there was no forgiveness, man. There was no grace. It was like, hey, man, you're going to do this. You're going to pay this. So if you're looking for grace from the world will beat you up whenever you're going through it. But what happens a lot of times is God showed me through a lot of things that just go on in life. Man, where are you at? When you know somebody's going through something in life, you allow God to speak to you first. I'm not telling you to jump into any situation without God giving you wisdom and knowledge on it. But what I am saying is God is always faithful to utilize us to be able to be a blessing to each other. That's why last Sunday we had what we had. We were able to go ahead and pick up and ensure that the gospel of Jesus Christ could go forth, that we would come together and have some unity. We have some building up so we can do his real work when we go out throughout this week. I hope that none of you getting beat up. I hope none of you getting beat up. That's my prayer. And no one's getting overburdened by the things of the world, that the things of the world are taking too much from you. Well, my prayer is that you're freed up so God can do a work through you. It may be right in your household. It may be in your neighborhood. It may be through the children over here. It may be just through each other. So then we can go forth and do what God desires us to do now. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. In John chapter 15, I would like to read this, and I would just kind of want to kind of break this down here. Just want to just read this. I want you to hold on to this. And I want you to kind of take this in your study time this week. And just allow the Lord to speak to you on it. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask that ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that here bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Glory to God, family. As I was looking at here, you know, and I really hadn't meant to read that, but I was looking at the interconnection of us, and I see something that I hadn't really thought about in a long time, and that was about us being connected to Jesus and what Jesus is. You know, we spent some time last night with some folks, and he felt like he didn't, like the Bible wasn't good enough anymore for them. That Lord, that God wasn't real to him anymore. His connection, he felt, was in vain. And thank God, by the time they left, they felt, they understood that God had never left them. I just come to you today to understand that. I just want to throw these points out for us to understand our connection to Christ and to us and our commitment that we have, that we must take it at the highest importance. In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, "For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member, but many." I believe, family, God, when I'm looking at this, I see this a whole moving in, as a whole moving and flowing on one accord, doing work of the ministry here. I look at scripture sometime and I ask God, what are you telling me on here? And it says it needs everybody here to fight the good fight of faith. So everything about this scripture has everything to do with relational. Everything that God once gave us is relational. Everything that God desires to do with us is a relation. Now, sometimes we might not be built up to actually fulfill some of those things, but I can assure you and I can tell you that He will give you not only the unction, but He'll give you the power to be able to deal not with the wiles of the enemy. Now, we give those things to Him, but He'll have you deal with the things that need to be done in your life so you're able to be not only used to the body, but used for reconciliation all throughout. There are some people right now that I know you know. There's some folk out there right now, you know that they need more of Him. You might as well as yourself. Matter of fact, a lot of times I never want to take it for granted that people, you know, they're in a place to they can receive God's fullest, because you don't know that, you know, you don't know that. You might think that, hey, you know what, they're up there and, you know, they're doing this and they're preaching the gospel, or, you know, they're praying with people. You don't know where their people, the folks are at in their life. But what you do know is you just ask for God to have you be available for a move of God. That's all. Our availability means so much to the kingdom. God made sure that He made Christ available for you. So I never want to take it for granted that everybody has it going on and, you know, they don't need anything, because we know that's false. There's many things that I need in my life, you know, and I know that it's not a money problem. I know it's not I don't have enough brain power. I think it's a God problem. I believe God has given us, and we have the ability, and we can tap into Him to get anything that we need. There's not one thing that God's going to keep away that's good for His people. But what I do know for sure is that this ministry of reconciliation is something that maybe have been set aside. I can say in my life sometimes, you know, I'm comfortable, and sometimes we can get fat and happy. I started to look at my life, man. I'm talking about spiritually and naturally. Get fat and happy, man. And, you know, things are good right here. I remember me and my wife, her. She goes out to Chicago Street, and she's in the, you know, kind of the low places, man. A lot of people, they don't really have a whole lot. And these kids, and they do ministry out there. And And I went there, and I was giving some food out to some older people. And you know what, man? I was like, man, this is all I can do? God didn't bless me. And I used to be one of those kids in the hood, being around dope dealers, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, growing up. That's the kind of environment. That should have been the first place I thought about. Now, God, what I can say is, did I even go to God and say, hey, that's what you want me to do? God may not have me right there and there now. But you know what? I believe my reasonable service is to pray for those that are in need. Pray for the low areas. Pray for the high areas. People that got what, you know, got things doesn't mean that they really got Jesus. We all have things, and we need to allow him to show us. I think something was special the other night, I believe, that happened, Pastor and Brother Chaz with me. And I believe that we prayed together. The connection of men praying. God, when I went back, I just was like, okay, God, you know, he wants something. I can tell he wanted something. He's wanted my attention. Seeing men of God come together and seek his face, not our will, but his will be done. It's a special thing. You know, I heard the sister last week. She had prepared something. And God said, hey, you know what? I want to talk about this. That's what God does sometimes. We just need to know that where he's at is where we desire to be. Wherever he's at. I want you to get a picture of something that's very dear, you know, to you this week. But I don't want you to hold on to it for you. You know, hopefully this doesn't sound bad, but I mean, you know, I know I had a stronghold with vehicles, cars. I like cars. Ever since a little boy, I like cars. And, my wife had told me one time, she said, boy, you know, that's his baby in there. You know, talking about these classic cars. I like them. And you know, I started to think about it. You know, I said, man, Lord, do I love you? Would I give it all away for you? That's what God did. He gave his best for us. And he didn't give it to us to hold on to it. All them children out there, they need to see the parents operate in his likeness. They need to see it. So in each household today, I just want you to think about, personally to you this week, things that may be high. You know, ask God to bring it to your remembrance. You might not even know it's a thing in your life. And if it's something that you know that's a stumbling block for you, allow God to go ahead and ask him, what do you desire, Lord? I want you first, Lord. I desire you first. You're my first opportunity. When I have a situation, you're my first choice. I ask you first. I don't ask what the world says. I don't ask the professor. I don't ask the teacher. What do you say, Lord, in this time? What do you say? Even if you missed it. Because you might not get any grace from the professor. You might not get it from the teacher. But you will get it from God. Even in when you're wrong. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you feel you can, you close your eyes. I want to pray for you. And I wanted to, there was a scripture I had that I wanted to pray over you and pour into your lives. Glory to God. Isaiah 61:1 speaks, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61:4 says, and they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations and they shall repair the waste cities. The desolations of many generations. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, for each person that's in here, Lord, your children, Lord. Lord, you have a particular assignment that is personal for them, Lord. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've already, Lord, arranged it, that it flows, Lord, and it's consistent, Lord, with the body of Christ, Lord. I thank you, Lord, all the relationships that need to be mended, Lord, and your grace and your love be upon it, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord, that we can operate, Lord, regardless of any situation, the way you desire. We thank you that your image is implanted, Lord, on our heart, that people see it before they see this exterior, Lord. We thank you that our spirit man is growing, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that every opportunity, Father God, that you give us, Lord, to shed your love, Lord, that we walk it, Father God, and we show people, Lord, that it's in us, Lord, and that you are upon and you are involved, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your involvement right now, Lord. And we praise you for it, Father God. We thank you that we're flowing in all the gifts of the Spirit, Lord, that you have promised, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, that we get understanding about it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that there are people, Lord, that are coming up beside us and training us up, Lord. That we thank you, Lord, that you're putting us to flight, Lord, and we don't have to fear, that we operate in your boldness, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that every child, Lord, that's here, Lord, that you continue to protect them, Lord, and launch them out, Lord, as well. We thank you, Lord, out of babe's mouths, Father God. We praise you for it, Lord, that people are doing all that we can, Father God, to be available for a move of you all around our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your covering. We thank you for giving us what we have. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Now, if anyone has, you may be doubting today that, you know, you might not be where you are with God. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, man. I tell you what, I think I might have got rededicated probably about 5 to 6 times. I might have. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Me and Pastor Ryan, we was talking before. He said, you know, there's a time, man, when you know when you do sermons and you know you're speaking up there with giraffes. All this theological things, and God just wanted them basically to see his heart. That's not. We gotta get back to that. May his love be approachable. So if anybody today feels that maybe they, you know, you might maybe not there. There's a lot of brothers and sisters in here. I don't know if, I'm sure my sister here, Brother Chaz, you can get with one of us and we'll pray with you. We'll believe with you. I believe all of us need prayer. Amen. I know I need it. I need y'all to believe with me. There's stuff that God wants me to do, and I'm sure you to do, that I need the body to flow through me because I don't know. It's impossible for me to do that. He never wanted me to do it alone, all the things that he's desired. And I thank you for that. I thank you for searching, you know, all the things that God has for you, because it's not just for you. If you feel you hadn't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you desire to do so today, I just ask you that you can meet us here. We can come up, we can pray, we can agree. It's very simple. It's not something that takes a lot of time whatsoever. It's between you and him, me. I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. I don't have any of that. But what I do have is I have him, and he's got me out of and pulled me out of the strings of hell, it felt like. Or if you just want prayer, just come and get with us, with any one of us. Pastor, if you come up here, I appreciate you, sir.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. If you'd like more information about One Desire Church in Bertram, Texas, please visit onedesirechurch.org.